Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As you know, John, one of the big stories locally has been this Nippon Steel, U.S. Steel deal that Joe Biden said he was turning down because of security concerns. And now with the new administration, at one point Donald Trump said he was against it. There's an effort to find a way to make a change and keep U.S. Steel here in southwestern Pennsylvania, in particular in the Mon Valley. And joining us from the Post-Gazette, Evan Johnson, talk about the steelworkers who wrote a letter to the president. Evan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. So there was some thought that maybe they could find a way, since we're doing deals with SoftBank, in Japan, and Saudi Arabia is now, the Crown Prince said he wants to invest $600 billion, some crazy number. And all these other places want to invest. Why not this deal?
Exactly. I mean, they wanted to win over President Biden when he was still in office. They sent him a letter campaign in, you know, the final days of 2024. And that was obviously ineffective. So why not Trump? He could be their man.
President Trump has been known to change his mind, Evan. So you would think that the steel workers may have some hope there that the president could consider letting this deal go through.
Yeah, he could have a warm spot for U.S. Steel, just like he had for TikTok, apparently. I just don't know that steel industry has as much political clout for him after the election. He certainly spent a lot of time here campaigning.
And originally, it was Donald Trump that said he wanted TikTok banned unless they made the changes they requested. And then now he's had second thoughts. He said TikTok, he has a warm spot in his heart for them because he thinks that their social media channel helped him with the younger voters. And so they're going to find a way to keep TikTok going, I know for sure. So what do you think has to be done to make this deal palatable for Donald Trump to say, okay, do it?
Well, we certainly have seen in this first week of his presidency, he's happy to overturn a lot of the decisions that President Biden made in office. So there's a chance that, you know, that's enough, that he sees this as reversing Biden's decision. But Trump was also one of the first big, loud opponents of it back in February of 2024. This was seen as an industry that needed to remain in American hands. And it's definitely not clear that, you know, the lobbying from local workforce will be enough. There's some speculation that, you know, the Japanese government needs to be more involved here. In the meantime, too, there's these two court cases that are playing out here in Pittsburgh and D.C. that have helped keep the deal alive for at least a little bit longer.
Yeah, those court cases, I almost forgot that they filed those, both the union and Nippon Steel. That keeps hope alive. So we'll see what Donald Trump has to say. But this is coming from the steelworkers in Pittsburgh, right?
Yep. They're hoping, you know, like I said, that, you know, Trump will be more receptive to their cause. There's other bidders out there, they know, but they really feel like this almost $15 billion plus additional commitments that they've gotten from Japan might be the best future forward for U.S. Steel and those operations here in the Mon Valley.
Evan, have you heard anything from the union leadership as far as them perhaps siding, you know, with President Trump changing his mind?
Union leadership's been one of the most interesting dynamics for this story. I mean, The head of the union has been firmly against the idea of Japan coming in and owning this company. Some reporting indicates that he would prefer a tie-up with Cleveland, which was an early bidder also of this company. And nothing since the change in administration has indicated that he has changed his stance there.
Well, the Cleveland Cliffs CEO said some very negative things about Nippon in Japan. And then you realize he's from Brazil. It's, you know, and they don't have the money that Nippon Steel does to do the real $1.2 billion infrastructure for the Mon Valley either. So there's a good chance if Cleveland Cliffs takes it, Pittsburgh loses twice because we still have U.S. Steel's headquarters here, but Nippon has promised to move their headquarters in the U.S. from Houston to here as well and to put money into the Mon Valley again to the point of $1.2 billion. So why is the government afraid of security when we're doing all these deals with all these other countries?
It's a good question and certainly something that the workers are concerned about. I mean, they have made it pretty clear that, you know, if Cleveland Cliffs is the preferred bidder, so to speak, of the government, that could harm operations here. I think, you know, there's also just a question about whether the government's playing favorites here and whether there is, you know, some sort of interference at that level that is favoring one bidder over another and what you would expect to be a pretty private transaction between all of these firms.
Read all about it in the Post-Gazette with Evan Johnson. Appreciate your time this morning, Evan. We'll see what happens next. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
And we're with John Fedko. You follow, I'm sure, all these stories. This is a really big economic, really tipping point for this region.
It's critical, and we've really got to keep that steel mill here. And the fact that they want to come and perhaps set up headquarters is really incredible.
And they're not going to put $1.2 billion in infrastructure and leave. And I know they want assurances for the union, and they've given them. And there's no real good reason why this can't happen.
I know, and Larry, when you listen to the steel workers, the actual workers, it's hard not to side with them.
Right.
You know, they,
you and me, you know, we're not steel workers, but yet we're members of this community, and we'd like to see this done for them.
Absolutely.
So we'll keep you posted here on the Big K Morning Show.